General Assistant to Barber, number one speaking.
Hello, this is number two.
Pickle, yeah.
Excuse me.
Not at the moment.
The bed from the ministry.
The motto of the General Assistance Department is a healthy never mind and a healthy body. Today we find Executive Richard Lamb explaining to Secretary Mildred Muffin exactly how to cultivate a body beautiful.
Well, there's nothing to it, Mildred. All you do is contract the muscles against an immovable object. Like this.
Ooh, be careful now, Mr. Lamb. You'll do yourself a damage.
Nonsense, Mildred. Nonsense. Now feel that muscle. You see how it comes up since I started 2 days ago? My arm muscles, Mildred, my arm muscles. Not my neck. I know this is doing me good. Now, let me show you one of my exercises. I sit here at my desk like this, and then I put my open palms underneath the desk like this, and strain to try and lift it. Ow!
Ah, good morning, Mildred. Good morning, Nebbit.
Number two. Number two.
If you have any complaints.
You see, what was supposed to happen is what always happens when an irresistible force meets an immovable object. Only this time it wasn't, and it didn't.
Very, very interesting. Can you explain what's been happening, Mildred?
Well, he doesn't know his own strength these days. He's been building up his muscles, you see.
I see. Well, don't overdo it, number two. We don't want you treating this place like a jungle and swinging from the electric lights. General Assistance Department, me, Tarzan.
I see. And where's your chimpanzee?
He's right here beside me, Sir Gregory.
What on earth is wrong with you two, Lynch Brown?
Oh, nothing, Sir Gregory, although Mr. Lamb's under a bit of a strain at the moment.
Aren't we all, Lynch Brown? Aren't we all? Now, listen to me. The zoo's in trouble.
Sue who, Sir Gregory?
Sue nobody, man. The zoo.
Oh, I see.
Apparently, there's been a severe epidemic of animal crumbles at Regent's Park this year. The Tourist Association people are very concerned about it.
You mean they've got the crumbles, too?
No, I do not. I mean that Regent's Park has to be restocked with a variety of wild animals immediately. You and Lamb are leaving for What a Beastly Land tomorrow morning. My Mimo's on his way round to you. Goodbye.
Yeah, but Sir Gregory, hang on. Wait.
Well...
Isn't there anything else you can tell us?
Oh, plenty, Lennox Brown, plenty. However, I do not want to distress you on the eve of a long journey. Yes. To reach What a Beastly Land, you have to cross deserts, swamps, and rivers. But you'll be through all that when you come to the last 50 miles.
Well, that's something anyway.
That's where the jungle starts.
The jungle?
thick jungle. Shouldn't trouble you, though, Lennox Brown, should it?
Why not, Sir Gregory?
You, Tarzan.
Hand me down another couple of dozen boxes of them headache powders, will you, Lolita?
You didn't only take too many at a time, Humbert.
Hang up for me, you silly old faggot. Here for the water beastlies. You're going well, these headache powders, are you?
Yes, how are them moleskin trousers? You'd never think these water beastlies would buy so many pears, would you?
Well, you would if you'd ever worn any. Inside out.
Anyway, it was a stroke of genius bringing out moleskin trousers, Humbert.
Thank you, Lolita. I have my moments.
Yes. Not as many as you had when you were younger, though.
There isn't another trading store in what a beastly land selling moleskin trousers.
How can you be so sure, then?
Because there isn't another trading store in what a beastly land. Here, Lolita, we've just started a new agency.
What in?
Wild animals.
Wild animals? What do the water beasties want more wild animals for? They got their own, haven't they?
Not the water beasties.
Oh.
They're not going to buy them, you stupid old twillip. It's these two blokes from London who are going to buy them.
Two blokes from London coming here?
Yes. I heard them at 4 o'clock on the drums, you know. So at 4:05, I started an agency, see?
Oh, Humbert, you're full of ideas, aren't you?
Yes, but not as many of them as I had when I was younger.
It's no use, number one. I'm done. I can't go on.
Oh, really? Pull yourself together, number two. He can't be more than another 20 miles, as the crow flies, that is.
Well, next time you see a crow, ask it if it'll give me a lift, will you? There's a limit to human endurance, number one, and this is it. Oh, just leave me here and let the vultures pick my bones clean.
Really, I can't understand you, number two. A little bit of discomfort and you go to pieces. You don't hear me complaining, now do you?
But you're being carried. And I'm walking with 8 boxes piled on top of my head.
Well, you couldn't expect the bearers to carry me and our baggage as well, could you? Now, please, be reasonable, number two.
Wana, umbadiki kuribalu lokela drug.
I beg your pardon? What was that again?
Umbadiki kuribalu lokela drug.
Oh, well, hang on, I've got my phrase book here. Let's have a look. Here we are, here we are. What a beastly into English. Humperdicky was the first word. People, yes, humperdicky, people. What was the next word?
Kuribalu.
Ah, yes, of course, Kuribalu. People coming, yes, people coming. Next?
Lokelo.
People coming here, and now, Drog, soon, drog, soon, yes.
Too late, Bonner. Umbadiki Kuribalo Lokela Wampu. Meaning people coming here already.
Hi,
folks.
Well, how do you do?
Now, would you fancy meeting up with real live white folks right out here in the jungle? Put it there.
Where?
Right here. Well, right here. Shake the hand of Hunter G. Snigelberger.
How do you do?
And this here's my wife, Wilma. Say hiya, honey.
Hiya.
How do you do? How do you do? I'm Roland Lennox Brown of Whitehall, London, and this is my number two, Richard Lamb. Say hiya, number two.
Hiya.
Say, Kiki boy, what are you doing with all them boxes piled up on your head? Are you studying modeling or something?
Actually, I'm practicing for the Covent Garden Porter's race.
Oh, Hunter, did you hear that accent? Isn't he just the cutest thing?
Yes, you should see him in his polka dot waistcoat. Tell me, Mr. Giggleburger.
Sniggleburger, please. Try to remember that. Sniggleburger.
Yes, I'm terribly sorry. Make a note of that, would you, number two?
Yes, number one. Whenever we meet this gentleman again, we must remember not to giggle, but to sniggle.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyway, Hunter, what are you doing here in What a Beastly Land?
Well, we're selling, man. You know, selling. Getting out in a new territory. You're building up a big export deal.
Selling what?
Wilma, you hear that? This guy asks what we're selling.
You mean you ain't never heard of Sniggleburger Super Sausages? TV?
No.
And I'm paying out all this dough. Now listen, Lenny boy, what happens is this. We got these half dozen dollies that come out dancing, see?
Yeah, that all dressed like little red devils with horns and pointy tails, you know. And they're all carrying big forks.
With what object?
Yeah, well, we're telling you, Lenny boy, these dolls are standing around a big fire, see? And pretty soon one of them pulls out the biggest, fattest sausage you ever saw in your whole life.
Pork or beef?
Do you mind?
Well, actually, I do, yes. Usually I ask for pork.
Yeah, but listen, what I'll tell you. Soon as I see this sausage, all these dollies hauls off and digs their forks into it. Whereupon it goes... And they all shouts, wow, Sniggleburgers! If you're looking for a banger, that's a real taste treat. Sniggleburger sausages make all things meet. How's that, huh?
Well, that's very impressive, Mr. Sniggleburger. But this is What a Beastly Land. And how are you going to sell your sausages here?
Oh, about a dollar a pound, same as back home, you know.
Ah, you hear that, though? They're coming. They're headed this way.
Oh, are they? Well, I'm not gonna start cooking again. They can have that leftover curried mango.
Oh, quiet. Quiet, woman. How can I read the drums when you're going on?
Well, I might find them some tin prunes and custards for afters.
Oh, shut up, will you?
It's nothing but entertaining visitors here. We only got rid of the last lot 18 months ago.
Yummy. Now I've missed it. I didn't even catch the repeat of the headlines. Welcome, friends. Welcome to What a Beastly Land.
Thank you very much. I bring you greetings from Big White Queen across the sea.
Hey?
We come in peace, bring many gifts.
Oh, that's nice. You got any licorice or salt?
Licorice all sorts?
Yes. Difficult to come by out here as licorice all sorts.
No. Wait a minute. You're not a What a Beastly, are you?
Anybody say I was? I'm Humbert Fitzsimmons, late of East Grinstead, Sussex, and now proprietor of this establishment.
Well, I'm dashed. I'm Roland Lennox Brown, and this is Richard Lamb. Mr. Fitzsimmons, we're here to buy wild animals. Perhaps you could recommend someone, could you?
Funny you should say that. I know just the bloke, a big white hunter. He's coming here this afternoon. You name it, he'll catch it for you. Fearless he is, fearless. Built like the side of a house, too.
Oh, really?
Yes. More often than not, he's plastered.
Oh,
Just my little joke, you understand. Hey, but you just wait until you meet him. He's rough and tough and old man.
Hello.
Well, gents, this is him, Alan Watermain.
Oh, well, how do you do? How do you do? Roland Lennox Brown and Richard Lamb.
Charmed, I'm sure.
Well, I'll leave you to it. Anything you want, gents, he'll fix you up.
What happens if we don't want anything? Oh, it is nice to see new faces and such rosy cheeks you have, Mr. Lamb.
Number one. I think I lost one of my galoshes in the river.
No, please. Relax. Number two. Mr. Watermain's just the man we've been looking for. Could you lead us to some big game, Mr. Watermain?
Big game, eh? Mm. Well, I mean, what a beastly land of playing Pomeroon at netball on Saturday. I can't resist making a quip, you know. I'm very droll.
Oh, very droll indeed. Now, about these wild animals we need, Helen.
Alan.
Could we have, say, half a gross, mixed colours and sizes delivered FOB at the going prices?
Oh, no. You'll have to come with me and pick the ones you want.
You mean go out into the jungle? Just the three of us?
Well, don't worry, Richard. I'll defend you from the animals.
It's not them I'm worried about.
I'll lead, and both of you stay close behind me. And remember to keep low. Come on. What's the matter now?
It's your umbrella, number one. Would you mind holding it the other way round?
Something over there in the bush.
I really must get back to the cabin.
No, number two. Control, number two. Look, I'm right behind you.
Now, I'll pull the bushes aside, and you throw this net over whatever it is inside there. Have you got it?
Just that. Throw the net, draw this cord, and then pull?
That's it.
Well, if it's as simple as that, you'd better do it, number two. I'll wait till something more difficult comes up.
No, quickly, number two, before it gets away.
Incidentally, what's your middle name?
Lancelot. Why do you want to know?
Oh, just in case a civil service staff magazine wants it.
Are you ready? Now.
What's going on?
Mr. Fitzsimmons.
Can't a bloke and his wife go for a little stroll without being molested?
We're terribly sorry, Mr. Fitzsimmons. We thought it was a wild animal, you see.
Well, you weren't far out. Like he said, he does have his moments.
Planet, honey, any time he went home.
Sure, Wilma. Just as soon as we pick up one real big order. We just gotta put Sniggle Burger Super Sausages in the water beastly land.
Yeah, but couldn't we put them in somewhere like Paris, France, or Rome, Italy? I can't tell you what water beastly land's doing to my nylon.
Wilma, did you ever know a Sniggle Burger who gave up?
Well, there was your great Uncle Elmer Sniggleburger who gave himself up.
Yeah, but we don't talk about that. Just one big order, Wilma. That's all we need. And tomorrow, I'm going right over to Fitzsimmons Trading Store and pick it up.
Gee, Hunter, you're so dynamic.
Let's see, Mr. Fitzsimmons, we've got three lions male, two she-lions.
No, they are called lionesses, number two.
Oh, yes, of course, like the Dutch have duchesses.
Yes, exactly.
Two pairs of giraffes with matching neck lengths, one troop of zebra, 100 feet of crocodiles.
Don't forget the hippopotamuses.
No, they're down here.
And then rhinoceroses.
They're down here, too.
Seen plenty of rhinoceroses I have when I was down south in Slough.
Where?
Snow Snowy.
Amazing. Wouldn't have thought there was such a place. Anyway. Look, I think Sir Gregory would be pleased with this lot, don't you, number two?
Absolutely.
Now, here's our card, Mr. Fitzsimmons. There we are. Now, consign the animals, care of us, to this address, and we'll reroute them to Regent's Park when they arrive.
What about an elephant?
Yes, well, Mr. Watermain's promised to find one for us tomorrow. He's got his eye on one weighing about 7 tons. Put it on the list, Mr. Fitzsimmons, would you? And it's as good as in the bag, I suppose.
There he is. Just look. Did you ever see a pair like that?
Remarkable, aren't they?
Yes. There aren't many elephants with tusks like that, I can tell you.
Poor thing. Perhaps he's hungry. Shall we give him a bun?
A bun? He'd tear you apart. No, we'll put a dart into him.
Nobody could throw a dart that far.
You don't throw this kind of dart, silly. You fire it from a gun. Shall I do it, or would you like to?
Well, now, with a responsibility like this,
you don't, number one. I'll do it. After all, it's a perfectly simple operation. The dart must go in here. Like that. And then all you have to do is exercise reasonable caution. I say, it always happens. Whenever I go for double top, the dart goes into number one. I'm terribly sorry, number one.
It's no good talking to him. He'll be out for 24 hours. I don't know some people. Here, let me show you. You put the dart in like this, you see, making sure the safety catch is on. Oh, dear. I am a silly Billy, aren't I?
Two fellas from London.
They're still asleep, love.
Well, you better wake them up then, else they'll miss their poached eggs and prunes.
I can't wake them up. We put them on the aeroplane and send them home. They go cheaper in the baggage compartment.
Did they get their elephant?
No, listen. No, I'm going out, see, flogging a few more pairs of moleskin trousers.
Well?
Well, when this big white hunter fella comes, tell him he's still got a 7-ton elephant on order and that he's got to consign it to the address on this card, see? General Assistance Department, Whitehall, London. Got it?
Of course I've got it. Do you think I'm stupid?
Yes. See you later, then.
Good morning, ma'am.
Oh, good morning, then.
Hey, you don't know me, ma'am, but I'll tell you straight out, I've called to get an order.
Oh, you're the big white hunter, are you?
Ma'am, I'm big, I'm white, and I sure am hunter.
Well, the order's waiting for you.
It is? Is it a big one?
7 tons.
7 tons? Wow. Wait till Wilma hears about it. Hey, where do I send it to?
Well, here's the address on this card.
Ah, gee, thank you, ma'am. I'm much obliged. And here's my card, so you know you're dealing with. Send everything on to me at that address. Goodbye, ma'am.
Good morning.
Good heavens. Mildred, number 2. Number 2, where are you?
We're behind these boxes and we can't get out.
There you are.
Oh, thank you, Missy Lennox Brown. Oh, I thought we'd have to tunnel our way out like the Count of Monte Cristo.
But What is all this? What are all these hundreds and hundreds of boxes here?
It's 7 tons of Snickleburger's super sausages. That's what it is. They've been coming here since we opened the office, piling them up.
Snickleburger? But that's the American chap we met in What a Beastly Land, isn't it? But we didn't order any sausages from him. All we've got left on order from there is an elephant.
A 7-ton elephant.
That's right, a 7-ton... Number two. Do you think that something might have gone wrong?
Well, I don't know, but it's just possible. But the elephant might have gone somewhere else after that story in the morning paper.
What story was that?
About an American company that's launching a new line of elephant sausages.
Does Sir Gregory know about this?
Sir Gregory? Oh, number one, he'll go berserk. He'll make us eat all these sausages.
No. Steady. Number two, this requires calm thought and decisive action. Now, quick behind those boxes again. Mildred, you stay out here, and when Sir Gregory arrives, all you have to do is to make him bend down.
Make him bend down?
Yes, that's all. Now, quickly, number two, behind the barricade.
Right.
Ah, Miss Nerfin.
Good morning, Sir Gregory.
What on earth is all this? What's in these boxes?
Carbon paper, Sir Gregory.
Carbon paper? What are you typing? Today in Parliament?
Oh, Sir Gregory, you've got a lovely sense of humour, you have, really. Oh, and you look so fit and well these days. Oh, I bet you don't have any trouble touching your toes, do you?
Well, you
now,
know.
Now, go on, show me.
Oh, no, really.
No, go on, then.
Very well, then. Here we go.
He's not dead, Mildred. He's just sleeping. And you know what happens now, don't you, number two?
Yes, number one. We've got 24 hours to get rid of this lot.
Correct, number two. And you can help us, Mildred. Come on, ready. Let's get going. And we got sausages, super sausages.
Yes.
Anybody else?
Tonight as the men for the ministry were John Simpson and Roger Service. He's darting along behind, more in the day. Tommy Reed, Tom Meehan, and Pat Simpson.
This edition of the Men from the Ministry was written and produced by Tom Meehan, who'll do his best to round up the characters for another show next week at the same time. Coming along, great. Good night.